This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A suspected Israeli airstrike hit a residential building in Damascus Saturday. The French news agency AFP is reporting the Iranian Revolutionary Guard's intelligence chief for Syria and his deputy, plus two other guards, were killed in that strike. Meanwhile, the unrelenting humanitarian crisis in Gaza remains dire, the Red Crescent reported Saturday from its account on X, formerly known as Twitter, with 800,000 Palestinians grappling with severe scarcity of essential supplies. At the UN news briefing on Gaza in Geneva Friday, UN Palestinian Territory Human Rights Chief Aja Sunge provided a grim update.
We're reaching yet another staggering milestone in Gaza. Nearly 25,000 people reported killed, according to the Gaza Ministry of Health. 70% of them women and children. Another 61,500 at least have been injured. Several thousands more are under the rubble, many presumed dead.
Meanwhile, the U.S. military pounded Houthi missile launchers in Yemen for a sixth time in the past 7 days, with the White House defending the action as necessary to protect merchant ships and U.S. naval vessels in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden. White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby told reporters the U.S. launched three strikes Friday to destroy Houthi missile launchers that were ready to launch attacks. Kirby said the U.S. will continue its strikes as long as it needs to.
The Houthis need to stop these attacks. They can make that choice. Clearly, they've made opposite choices. So we have choices to make, too. And we have options available to us as well. We'll continue to explore those options.
A U.S. official speaking to VOA on the condition of anonymity said the latest U.S. strikes, like the previous round Thursday, were carried out by U.S. F-18 fighter jets. Iran says it has conducted a satellite launch into its highest orbit yet, the latest for a program the West fears could improve Tehran's ballistic missile capability. This is VOA News. Japan Saturday became the fifth country to put a spacecraft on the moon, but the probe is not generating solar power, its space agency said, during a mission to prove a precision landing technology and revitalize a space program that has suffered setbacks. British correspondent Emma Jelly reports.
Japan's smart lander for investigating moon, known as SLIM, landed at 12:20 a.m. local time, but the probe's solar panels were not able to generate electricity. Dubbed the Moon Sniper, SLIM attempted to land within 100 meters or 328 feet of its target versus the conventional accuracy of several kilometers. JAXA says the technology will become a powerful tool in future exploration of hilly moon poles, seen as a potential source of oxygen, fuel, and water. It will take up to a month to verify whether SLIM achieved its high-precision goals, JAXA said. Japan is increasingly looking to play a bigger role in space exploration, partnering with the U.S. to counter China.
Reuters correspondent Emma Jelly reports. January is a tough month when it comes to preventing winter diseases. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn has tips on how to stay healthy.
With cold weather keeping more people indoors for longer periods, we're more susceptible to catching the flu, RSV, or COVID-19. Try to stay in well-ventilated areas. Wash your hands frequently for 20 seconds, the length of the Happy Birthday song, and don't be afraid to wear a face mask again. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says COVID-19 is the top illness leading to hospitalizations, and it's important to get tested if you're sick so a doctor can prescribe Paxlovid for COVID or Tamiflu for flu, which has already killed 11,000 people this season. 47 of the flu deaths were among children. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The U.S. National Weather Service has issued a series of warnings throughout the United States for Saturday as brutal cold and inclement weather continue to sweep across the nation. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Bitterly frigid air spilled into the Midwest from Canada Friday, and several states were under advisories as forecasters warned that wind chills dipping to minus 30 degrees Fahrenheit could be common through Sunday morning. The National Weather Service predicts temperatures could drop as low as 15 degrees below zero Fahrenheit in large portions of Arkansas, Mississippi, Missouri, Tennessee, Kentucky, and Kansas. The frigid weekend weather follows 2 weeks of storms blamed for at least 55 deaths around the United States. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
You'll find more on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.